We are doing the Ramban's introduction, the Ramban's work, Torat Hashem Tmima. And we're up to page Kuf Samach Zayin in the Rambam Naham edition. And the Ramban has been enumerating all the great things one gains from learning the Torah. And now the Ramban is going to tell us a Kabbalistic concept. So it's a good thing to know. Its application is going to be a little bit beyond us. But at least to know that this is included in the Torah. So we're up to page Kuf Samach Zayin. 167. At the bottom of the page, Oda Torah Meirat Einayim. Furthermore, Kuf Samech Zayin. Oda Torah Meirat Einayim. Furthermore, the Torah enlightens our eyes, Bedvarim Gdolim Mikol Eilu, in things that are even greater than everything we've mentioned before. Ki HaChokhma Ne'elemet Me'enei Kol Chai. That is the wisdom that is hidden from all living creatures. Vision. No one sees this wisdom. That's what's called the secrets of the Torah. That's the wisdom of Kabbalah. And it's wider than the sea. And that is this concept that all of the Torah is really a representation of God's names. All of the Torah. When you look at the Torah, if only you knew how to see it, you'd see that all of the Torah is really Hashem's names. Uvechol parsha veparsha yesh bem shem. And in every parsha, there is hidden a name of Hashem which really created that thing. Or that name was used there. Or that concept which is said in that parsha is sustained through that name of Hashem. And there's a book about some of this. And this book is called The Use of Torah. Shemfaresh bifarshiot shimush kol achat min. That through the parshas of the Torah, he shows which name was used in each parsha of the Torah, and how that name comes out, and how you use that name. But we have one tradition, says the Ramban, that book doesn't encompass all of the names of Hashem that are hidden in the Torah. He just shows you in each parsha which is the name that's hidden. We have on tradition that there is much more than is written in that book. Kol haTorah kula, all of the Torah, mibreishit, from the first word, bereishit, ve'ad, until the last words, le'inei kol Yisrael, kula shemot, it's all the names of Hashem. Kigon sheneemar, as though it would say, instead of bereishit bara Elohim, it would say, you just re-space the words. Berosh yitbara Elohim, oka yotze bazeh. That's why we say that a Sefer Torah that's missing a letter or that has a letter too much is puzzle. If someone would write Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Va'ed, not the way it's written here, he'd add a Vav, Pasal Sefer Torah Kulo. He disqualified the Sefer Torah completely. He thinks he didn't damage anything. And he doesn't realize that the ordering of the letters has specific meanings. It's not only the words, even though yimloch, when you add a vav, you read it the same way, but the combination of letters is different, and the Torah is written in such a holy way that the letters themselves can be combined in a multitude of ways, and they are representations of Hashem's secret names. I don't think it means gematria, no. Like he said, bereshit bara could be read berosh yit bara. So the combination of letters, I don't think it means gematria, it means combination, knowing how to combine the letters to form different words. So if you play around with the letters, so you change many words, you don't just change that word. So it's true, the word yimloch with the vav is read the same way. But it affects the combinations throughout the Torah. And with regard to this, Moshe Rabbeinu, he knew everything that any living creature could know with regard to this. From the parsha of the Maaseh Merkava, the vision that Yechezkel had of the heavenly chariots, so from that vision, from the way it's worded in the prophets, so you could get the names of what's called Pitchei Hechalot, the openings of the different rooms in heaven. And from the parsha in which Yechezkel describes how he saw the dry bones in the valley, from there you could derive the name that's used to bring back the dead. And he says everyone knows this, right? Okay, so that's what I said. This section that we're learning in Ramban is Kabbalah. Ki mepsukei vayisa vayavo vayet, from the psukim in which it says in the Torah, our parsha, vayisa vayavo vayet, yotze shem sheshevim mishtayim otiyot. All the commentaries say this, everyone knows this. If I'm not mistaken, it's a Gemara in Sukkah. From there we derive the name of Hashem, from there one can learn the name of Hashem, which is the secret hidden name of 72 letters, Shebo mishtamshim chasidei adorot, that the pious of the generations know how to use that name, Hayudim oto la'amitu l'achiyot, they know how to use that name to put a person to death or bring a person back to life, Lintosh v'lintotz, la'avid la'aros, livnot v'lintoa. He uses the pasuk in Yirmiyah, that Hashem tells Yirmiyah, I've given you the capacity with your mouth to break, to destroy, to build, to plant. You could do whatever you want. I'm with you. So if you know how to use God's secret name, so you could do all kinds of powerful things in the world, and only the especially righteous in the generation, they do that. Moshe Rabbeinu used that name to execute the mitzvah. So you got to know how to say it. You got to know what it is. And I don't have a clue. I said this section that we're seeing, the Ramban is Kabbalah. So the Ramban is telling us that with regard to the secrets of the Torah, so the Torah is filled with Hashem's different secret hidden names. You just got to know how to put the letters together. But really, the ordering of the letters is already set up for God's secret names. We just, you got to have a tradition, you got to have someone teach it to you, or you got to learn it somewhere. I don't know. But I don't. So right now, what we saw today is this Kabbalistic concept in the Torah, which is a concept that the Ramban also says in his introduction to the Torah. The Ramban says this is a very important part of the holiness of the Torah. You see, the Rambam says this is something that's greater than everything else we've said. Beyond the understanding of nature and science and order of creation and what's healthy and what's good for a person in the world and not, beyond all of those things, there's this great concept that hidden in the Torah are all of God's secret hidden names. Okay, we should merit to learn it one day, not just in theory.